Welcome to the Rattled Cage, Dynasty DNA's own motorsport DFS podcast, covering all things motorsports from a DFS perspective. So, let's talk some fantasy motorsports, and let's win some money. And here are your hosts, Ryan Mail and Sterling Fess.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Rattlecade podcast. I am your host, Ryan Mail. You can find me on the regular Dynasty DNA show every week. And you can also find me on the Fantasy Feud show with Ty and Jimmy. Over to my right here, my co-host, Sterling Thess. You can find him on the Double Coverage DFS show. What's that? What's happening, Sterling?
Oh, not a whole lot. Ready to talk some NASCAR.
Yeah, let's do it. So, obviously, last week we had Phoenix. We kind of called it. It was going to be a snooze fest. I mean, the cup race was. The Xfinity race, I was kind of like Sterling. I didn't get much sleep there Friday night, so I actually fell asleep for most of the Xfinity race. But I did watch enough of it, watch the end where Allgaier hit the wall with four to go. Looked like he pretty much had the race in hand.
Yeah, there for a little while, I was up and down, kind of sitting near the top for most of that race, and then can't remember what the hell happened there, but I dropped quite a bit. And then I'm sitting there, and I got in the Discord after Allgaier started leading. I'm like, man, my only hope is for him to blow a tire and smack the wall. What do you know? 10 laps later, that's what happens. And yeah. I'm like, holy fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you see that caution that they called with Haley Deegan?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That's what ended up fucking that restart.
It did. Yeah, that screwed a lot of things up. And I think NASCAR knew they messed up there. But, yeah, it is what it is. Everybody's going to make a mistake.
Yeah, every other week they make a mistake, it seems.
Yeah, they do. So, yeah, Chandler Smith ended up winning that. You ended up winning some money on that one, didn't you?
Yeah, I soloed fifth place. That was a 5K day, so.
Yeah.
Nothing to sneeze at.
No, not at all. So, yeah, then we got to the cup race. And if you guys listened to the Edge show with me and Sterling or listened to the podcast last week, I mean, we pretty much said Toyota's unloaded fast. And they were fast. Christopher Bell looked like he was the only car in the entire field that could pass.
Yeah, he was hands down the fastest car out there.
Yeah, I mean, we were all on Denny Hamlin, but yeah, I think it was Freddie Kraft said it best. It was like you could literally take a crane and put a car wherever you wanted to in the field, and that's where that car was going to stay.
Yet, I mean, Tyler Reddick, he moved up pretty well there, too, after that field flip.
Yeah, and even Denny Hamlin, after his little spin out there, he did end up coming back to, what, 11th or something? Or maybe he did crack the top 10.
He might have, yeah. I can't remember for sure, but, I mean, that right there is the true definition of stepping on your dick.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it, that number one pit stall definitely helped him out in the entire race because he would fall back to third or fourth, come in, make a pit stop, come out in first place every single time.
And he always took the inside after consistently getting beat by the outside lane. I mean, I get it. Mm-hmm. You can dive down there, but they're beating your outside every time. Why not fucking try something different?
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I noticed that myself. Yeah, but just the snooze fest. I mean, nobody could pass. I hate Phoenix. It's probably my least favorite track on the circuit.
Definitely.
Probably with Texas.
Yeah.
And that race just honestly has zero business being the championship race. I don't think I'm going out on a limb saying that.
No, and by the sounds of it, this should be the last year for that.
Well, or do they have the schedule for next year? No, I don't think they do. Do they?
Not yet. No.
Okay. Yeah, I hope so. Because I mean, this track, unless they do something to it, Or, see, like, I think as Jamie McMurray said, it was like, Phoenix has never had a good race there, no matter what the package is. He said the last good Phoenix race was 1987.
Yeah.
So, it's, yeah, I mean, that track has just been terrible. It's just a flat mile race that you just can't pass at. So, it's like, wherever you start, you're pretty much going to finish.
Yeah, they could at least, I don't know, bank one of the turns more than...
Something, yeah. They need to add banking, do some progressive banking, I know, is what... I mean, I know I was listening to DBC, and that's what they were talking about. Like, add some progressive banking somewhere. Like, add some banking. Because, I mean, it the package does suck, but, like, it's sucked at Phoenix for a while, no matter what the package is. So, I mean... You know, you could try to fix the package or whatever, but it might still not have a good racing product just because of the way the track is. You know, it might be good for like an Indy car or something like that, but not good for a stock car. And another thing is like, I mean, we watched qualifying, obviously, and it was crazy how close some cars were, like lap times.
Yeah.
Like 0.2 seconds was like... between first and 28th.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, do we want these cars to be identical, put it in the drivers and crew chiefs' hands, or do we want these teams to be able to be a little different, find something that gives them that edge?
Right. Yeah, I'm kind of on that too, but like that's the downfall of this. Everybody's the same. Within 0.2 seconds, it's like you get this racing where nobody can do anything because your cars are the same exact speed.
Yeah, and unfortunately, that's what we're seeing with all of racing, not just NASCAR. You see it in your local level, rather it be dirt track or asphalt, sprint cars, modifieds, late models. They're all crate, spec motor, spec shock, spec tires. Like, you can't do anything.
Right, and I'm with you. I mean, I'm all about putting it in the driver's hands and, like, letting the driver shine, and that's going to go into our next topic is, like, I don't know if, you know, adding more horsepower will fix it, but, like, at this point, I feel like all these teams and all these drivers are putting NASCAR into a corner because, like, literally everybody has said, give us more horsepower.
Yeah,
I mean, Denny Hamlin said it. Kyle Larson said it. I think Christopher Bell said it. David Wilson, I think his name's David Wilson. Don't quote me on that. The guy from Toyota. I think he's the CEO or whatever, the head of the NASCAR department of Toyota. I know Robert Yates with Ford said that. Yeah, I think he's the TRD president. I think it's David Wilson.
Yeah, David Wilson.
David Wilson, yeah. So, I mean, he's come out and said it. Like I said, Robert Yates with Ford's come out and said it. I don't think Chevy's come out and said it, but, like, every single person has said we could have, and Kyle Larson actually said it yesterday, Kyle Larson said we could have a 1,000 horsepower engine by next week, and it wouldn't cost these teams another single penny.
No, that's what all these drivers keep saying is they're – engine bill has not changed in 10 years. Switch these motors every like 2 races tops.
Well, it was funny. Kyle Larson said that they were taking his Las Vegas motor that he won in Las Vegas and making it a 1,000 horsepower motor and putting it in one of Rick Hendrick's cars that he's custom building.
Jeez.
So it's yeah, I mean, that's just I don't know. Like, if everything's going to be spec, at least give these guys more power to where you do have to have some driving ability. Like the braking zones are going to be larger. Like, you're going to have a higher floor of how fast you're going because, like, obviously more horsepower, you're going to be running faster all the time. So, you're going to be spinning the rear tires. You're going to have to save tires.
Take the diffuser off. Take away the spoiler.
Yeah. Yeah. Remove some downforce. Like, make these cars a little bit harder to drive. Like, Although we did see Denny Hamlin spin by himself, and we saw somebody else spin by themselves. Who was it? Was it
Reddick did in qualifying or Reddick practice? Did.
Okay, but yeah. So I mean, I don't know, but I feel like at this point, if everybody's screaming to add more horsepower, I feel like NASCAR at some point has to come out and say, "Let's add more horsepower. Let's try it. Let's try it. What do we got to lose?"
Yeah, exactly.
If the racing product comes out and sucks, then NASCAR can come out and say, you know what, we were right, you know, whatever. No harm, no foul. Let's try it at Richmond or Martinsville.
Richmond would be awesome.
Yeah, Richmond would be awesome.
Somewhere that's going to chew up the tires anyways.
Yeah. Now, another thing with this new car is, like, the bigger brakes. So, like, that's another thing. It's like, with the bigger brakes, there's less of a... How do I want to say that? There's less of a mistake probability, you know? Like, if you overshoot a corner and the brakes are better...
Yeah.
You just... I don't know. And then the whole downshifting thing. Yeah, I just... I think we need to try to add more horsepower. Like I said, I'm no engineer, nothing like that, and I'm with you. Throw the diffuser and the spoiler in the garbage can and... Let's try to actually race a little bit instead of just slot car racing, you know? I mean, these cars are just stuck to the track, so.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the sprint car world, they're doing it now, taking away the 2-inch wicker bill and backing down to a 1-inch, so they're trying to get rid of that downforce.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah, so that was Phoenix. Yeah, I mean, Austin Cindric, that kind of screwed me from the get-go. He spun out on, like, what, lap 6 or whatever, got caught up in...
Yeah.
Somebody, that was a big wreck there, and I think it was 4 or 6, something like that, but...
I was all right with it on our DFS viewpoint.
Yeah, yeah, and then trying to think what else happened during that race. It was, like I said, it was kind of a snooze fest. Denny Hamlin, you know, Christopher Bell, Reddick seemed like... I'm pretty sure Toyota's led the entire race, unless it was, like... Todd Gilliland, I think, was the only non-Toyota to lead the race, and that was just on pure pit strategy.
I seen a stat that it said it was the first race ever, I want to say, that teammates have all led 50 laps or more.
That's crazy.
So Hamlin, Truex, Bell.
Yeah, and we called it Toyota's unloaded fast. I mean, if you listen to us on the edge and... Us last week, it was, yeah, we were all on that Toyota train, and I saw somebody had an old Toyota lineup, which was funny, because we made an old Toyota lineup, and I can't remember the drivers, but he took home 70 grand, so, that was...
I should be able to pull that up real quick, but had a couple guys in the Discord that were sitting up top there for a little bit, until when Hamlin decided he was going to be a fucking...
Yeah, yeah. No, I saw that, and I was like, man, that kind of makes me mad, because we were actually, like, we made an old Toyota build.
It was Truex, Bell, yep. Reddick, Gibbs, Wallace, and Gilliland, so it wasn't...
Oh, all. It wasn't all Toyotas, but that guy won 70 grand. I saw it on Twitter or something.
But I would just come right out and say, I didn't play any Martin Truex.
I didn't either. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was going to have a better day because I didn't play any Kyle Busch. I didn't even see how much Kyle Busch was actually owned. I know he's projected high.
I want to say he was right around 30.
Okay, so it wasn't as high as the projections was projecting. But and then I didn't play any Larson, which Larson didn't end up making his way up towards the front. I thought he would, but... But Logano, I played a little bit of, and that hurt me. And then Cindric, I was like 80% on Cindric.
Yeah, Kyle Busch was 28.3% played in their 15.
Okay.
Bowman is what hurt me.
Yeah, Bowman. I don't know what's up with Bowman. He just...
We're going to see this week if he can get back to himself, because Bristol has always been one of his tracks. Bristol and Dover both. He's just
right.
Steep concrete tracks.
Yep. Yeah, this is his opportunity. Chase Elliott actually looked pretty good. I know we were kind of talking about that last week. I can't remember where he actually finished, but he was, I know he was the top Chevy for a while. He was right around the top five.
Yeah.
So I don't know where he ended up finished. I'm trying to think of what other, Noah Gregson. Boy, has he been.
Hosovar, too. He was up there,
man. Hosovar, yeah.
I want to say it was a pit penalty that fucked him.
Yeah. But yeah, Noah Gregson, I never saw that coming out of that 10 car.
No.
I mean, we were talking about Stuart Haas and he was probably going to be the lead horse. And yeah, I don't think either one of us saw Noah Gregson leading the charge there, but.
No, not at all. I was thinking Briscoe, then maybe Priest.
Yeah. Yeah, if we had to put, if I had to put money on it, I would have put money on Priest, but.
I mean, I think Gregson has proven he's the most talented there, especially yeah. recently.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But
the biggest surprise for me is that team in general. They've yeah. just shown speed out of nowhere. Maybe it's the new body, I guess.
It could be. It could be. But, yeah, so I guess moving on to Bristol. Well, I guess we could talk about the tire test. They did do a test today at, or maybe it was yesterday at North Wilkesboro.
Yeah.
They repaved that for the All-Star race, and they said that the lap times are 2 seconds quicker than it was last year, and there's still a lot of characters and a lot of cracks and everything like that, a lot of bumps. So that might make the All-Star race a little bit more exciting. I know last year, I mean, it, for all you new listeners or people that don't follow NASCAR, North Wilkesboro was a track in the, I believe it closed in the 90s, I want to say. Because I know I don't really remember watching any races there, but it was a really popular track in, like, I believe the 80s and 90s. And
up until last season, the last race there was in 1996, so I would have been 3 years old.
Yep. Well, like I said in the first episode, I remember the 97 Daytona 500, but yeah, so 96, yeah, I would have been six. I don't personally remember any races there, but they basically it was an old racetrack, and they went in and, you know, kind of fixed it up, and so they announced that it was going to be the All-Star race last year, and it was kind of a snooze fest, just like Phoenix. Basically, nobody could pass. I think Kyle Larson pretty much led the whole thing, if I remember right.
Yeah.
But I remember it was one of those where I was actually kind of mad. Like, my dad watches NASCAR, of course, and he, for some odd reason, we were, like, getting ready to watch the race, and he was like, oh, you know, I wish you would have told me that, you know, they were going to do this. Like, I would actually really like to go to North Wilkesboro. I'm like,
yeah,
of course, now you tell me. Like, I would have been all aboard that train. So,
quick little fun fact I just stumbled across. You remember talking about the track in Chippenville?
Yep.
That Tim Flock one.
Yep.
He was a winner down there in North Wilkesboro,
was he? Oh, that's neat. But, yeah, I would have loved to be there. I mean, that atmosphere, I mean, it sold out. That place would have been wild, but that was a snooze fest of a race. Like I said, I think I believe Kyle Larson led the entire thing, basically.
Pretty much, yeah.
And but yeah, so I mean, they repaved it. Hopefully, this year for the All-Star race, a little bit better racing. Like I said, they added 2 seconds of, you know, lap time, so they'll definitely be a little bit quicker around there, which, you know, might lead to some more tire fall off and maybe lead to a little bit of better racing.
Yeah, and the guys that tested there were William Byron, Joey Logano, and Ty Gibbs. So something to keep in mind when we get
exactly.
up to that race.
Yeah, that is something to keep in mind because, you know, never know, they could have a little bit of advantage. You know, they went there and tested today, and so they have already got some laps on this track before the rest of the field, you know.
And the truck series tested there the day before, too, so.
Okay. Yeah, because who was Christopher Bell was one of the ones that tested at Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, look how it worked. Look how it worked out for him. That was like a Formula One finish, him finishing or winning by over 6 seconds.
Yeah, it was quite the snooze fest.
Yeah.
Definitely wasn't no Atlanta.
No. Yeah, that was.
NASCAR, that is not us asking for more Atlanta tracks.
No, no. And I just, I have a bad feeling that Texas, they're going to make into an Atlanta.
I fucking hope not. I want to see, like, something similar to Bristol, but slightly different, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think, like, I think they should keep, like, the configuration of Texas, but somehow do, like, a progressive band. Like, I want more, like, homesteads.
Yeah, I want to see, like, a Richmond with Bristol banking.
Yeah, that would be cool, too. But I just, I love that progressive banking where, like, you got multiple lines. You know, you could run the bottom, you could run the high line, you can run wherever, you know, and you could, I don't know. You guys, if you guys never, if you guys are new to the NASCAR scene, just wait till we get to, like, Homestead. Like, that's some of my favorite racing there.
Yeah, I hope, like, how that, the championship goes back there next season.
Yep, yep. That's for sure. Like, it's, it's exciting racing. You got drivers up against the wall riding, and you got cars that can run low. So, I mean, you got plenty of passing, plenty of great racing. Like, that's some of the best racing, and that used to be back in the day. That used to be the championship race. And
2019 was the last one?
I believe so. And for some odd reason, they took it away and moved it to Phoenix. God knows why.
And rumors are that it's going back, so.
Yeah. I'd,
hopefully.
I'd like to see them just drop a grenade on Phoenix and
yeah,
just scrap it. Like I said, it's probably my least favorite track on the circuit. So, but, I mean, we'll get to Texas and see how bad Texas is, too. But, yeah, Phoenix is pretty bad. So, trying to think. Anything else in the news? I don't think.
We got Timmy Hill making a cup start at COTA.
Yeah, and the MBM car.
Oh,
Did you see that thing was, like, unwrapped that last, what were they at, Atlanta?
I can't remember. Think so.
But the car was, like, unwrapped. Like, it didn't even have a paint scheme. Like, it has ethanol written on the gas cap, and ethanol was actually spelled wrong. And, like,
jeez.
Like, it was a terrible looking car. Like, it, you could tell it was put together like super glue and duct tape and
zip ties and duct tape.
Yep, zip ties. And which, I mean, what I mean, that's cool. I mean, I'm all about the small teams, you know,
for sure.
But
this just, I don't know why this popped in my head, but I heard that they were discussing that if a new manufacturer, aka Honda,
yeah,
comes in, they were going to add 4 charters.
Okay.
I don't, like, that's just what I heard. I didn't really, like, dive into detail, but I thought that was,
that is kind of interesting.
So, how many charters is there now? 32 or something?
Something like that.
Or 36.
There's, yeah, 36.
40, yeah, car field.
Yep.
So, would we go to a 40 car charter field and then have 3 open spots, go back to a 43 car field?
Now, here's another question. So, like, obviously, teams set their own price when they sell a charter, but what would a team have to buy a charter for from that, like, straight from NASCAR? I wonder how much that would be.
And if they're adding 4 charters, what does that do to these other teams' values? They're not going to be about that idea.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be interesting. They still haven't come to an agreement yet either on the new charter agreement for next year, so.
Which is a bunch of greedy bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah.
The teams are who put on the show, so fucking pay them.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Like, NASCAR got paid with this new TV deal. So if they don't start paying out, it might turn ugly.
Yeah,
so
we'll have the Rick Rare, and I can't even think of these smaller MBM and
yes,
teams like that fielding the way.
Yeah. So, but yeah, on the Bristol. So, so for some odd reason, we're running the intermediate package at Bristol.
I guess they've done this for a little while now, but when I seen that tweet, I was like,
yeah, that doesn't make sense because Phoenix is a mile long racetrack and we run a short track package. Bristol, which I guess it's because of the high banking, I guess, but Bristol, we run an intermediate package.
They did say they'll run their damp weather tires, so yeah, they need to, which I don't think we're going to see that. But
yeah, I didn't look at the weather. I don't know.
There's like a 10 and 20% chance. But
okay. So, I mean, at least if the 10 or 20% chance comes to fruition, I guess at least we got the rain tires for it. So, but that might make it interesting.
It would, but I think it would dry out quick as fuck.
Yeah, with the high bagging, it definitely will. But, yeah, I mean, what to expect? We got the truck race, what, Friday or Saturday?
That's Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Okay, so it is a night race. Oh, yeah, no Xfinity, so I guess it would be Saturday night. So, yeah, Saturday night truck race. We got Kyle Busch running.
Unfortunately.
So,
15K on DraftKings.
Yep, 15K. It's a 250-lap race. So if you're building DraftKings lineup, you're definitely going to want to definitely going to want to have Dominators in there.
Absolutely.
Because that is a lot of Dominator points.
Definitely going to want to be in the Discord.
Definitely going to want to be in the Discord. So here's our game plan, guys. I'm just going to throw it out there. I unfortunately have to work this weekend, so I won't be on the Edge DFS show, but Sterling and Tyson will be doing the Edge DFS Saturday night.
Yeah, we're gonna wait until the truck race is over and record that. So we're aiming for around 10 o'clock Saturday night. Probably take us roughly an hour to record, so we'll be done around 11 Eastern time Saturday night, and it should be up around midnight.
Okay. And then so for the truck race, I guess, you guys are gonna wanna hop in that Discord.
For sure.
I'm sure qualifying Saturday day for that.
I believe it's at 5:40.
Oh, so that's a short turnaround.
Might be 3:40, actually. I think Cup qualifying is at 5:40.
Okay. All right, so 3:40 is a Truck Series qualifying, and Sterling will be the first one to tell you. Qualifying is going to be crucial here. Like I said, you're going to want to have Dominators. You're going to want to have maybe one or two place differential guys, but mostly you're going to want guys that can lead laps and get fastest laps. So the Discord is definitely where you're going to want to be. I know Sterling does a hell of a write-up for the Truck Series and Xfinity Series and Cup Series. But, yeah, that Discord is on the Dynasty DNA Twitter page. It's DynastyDNA_. And it's right there in the bio. If you click that, you can join the Discord. It's free. That's the great thing. I honestly, with what Sterling puts out and what everybody puts out, it definitely should not be free. But because, I mean, we have people in there that have never watched NASCAR before, taking down hundreds and thousands of dollars. So that's never... They'll be the first one to tell you right in the Discord. They've never watched a single lap of NASCAR, but they're sitting there bringing in hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, and they're watching now.
They're fans. So, yeah, I feel like NASCAR should, like, thank us for this. And
they should, and they should bring back fucking real practice.
They should. Yeah, for our contributions, they should bring back real practice. Happy hour and then Friday practice, and just like the old days.
Yeah,
I feel like they used to practice on Sundays, too, like in the morning.
I feel like they did like an hour Friday, an hour or two Saturday, and then like a happy hour was an hour before the race or something.
I want to say that. I'm going to have to talk to my dad, because like I said, my dad's been watching it since he was a kid, so he'd remember. Hell, I remember back in the day. Could you imagine them doing this nowadays? I remember watching it as a kid, and I don't know if you remember this. Do you remember the lap cars used to start on the inside and the cars on the lead lap started on the outside?
I don't.
You're going to have to go back and watch like an old race. And I don't remember what year they changed that.
I'd like to see that, actually.
Yeah, it was actually like, I don't know what made me think of that. But yeah, that was really cool. But then like drivers started bitching because of course some of the cars that were lapped down were obviously, bad drivers and dumbasses and cause wrecks and take out some good cars, but
yeah.
But that's how it used to be. Was the lead lap cars used to start on the outside, But then, and then any cars that were anywhere from a lap down to 15 to 50 laps down were on the inside. And then once they got to the end of the lapped cars, then they started doing the inside-outside thing. But, yeah, that's how it used to be. I couldn't imagine them doing that now.
I'd like to see it.
I would, too. They need to bring that back. And then I used to remember if the caution came out, they used to race back to the lawn.
That, I really miss that. I mean, yeah. I understand why they don't, but...
Was that at Darlington that somebody hit Dale Jarrett? Dale Jarrett was, like, basically, like, he spawned, and he was, like, basically at a standstill. And I believe it was Dale Jarrett at Darlington, I think, if I'm remembering off the top of my head. I could be completely wrong on that, but basically he spawned, and then he was, like, at a complete standstill, and, like, two cars were, like, racing back to the line and just completely wiped him out. So, but, yeah, so yeah, you guys are going to want to get in that Discord. Truck race, and like Sterling said, Kyle Busch is $15,000 on DraftKings, so he is going to have to pan out.
He's going to have to score 75 points to meet value.
Yeah, so, but I mean...
So if he starts on the pole and wins the race, he needs to also score 30 Dominator points. So, I mean, it's definitely doable, but...
Yeah.
We'll have 62.5 points for laps led, and then roughly 101 points for fastest lap. So there's points are definitely there for him to do it, but I don't know, man. Kyle Busch, he's one of those guys that when he's in the race, I like to just not play him because everybody else is going
right,
to.
Right, and then you hope he just becomes human. And
yeah, kind of like last.
Yeah, what was that? Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Looks like garbage.
Yeah, so after qualifying, like I said, I'm sure Sterling will have a write-up there and get everybody set up with what his strategy is and what who you should play and who you shouldn't. So, and then, yeah, that's basically it on the truck race.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean,
anybody stick out to you odds-wise or...
I like Taylor Gray at plus 2,800.
Okay.
He's one of them guys that if he's more than plus 2,500, I'm betting him every week. I don't care where we're at. But what really stuck out to me is Matt Crafton is plus 5,500. Stuart Friesen plus 6,500. Now, neither one of these guys have really been, like, that great. They haven't been terrible. But if they're going to get a win... It's going to be at a track like Bristol.
Right.
And then this one kind of blew my mind, and I'm definitely going to throw something at it, but Caden Honeycutt, he's in that Nice truck. He's plus 11,000.
Like, wow.
You could bet a dollar and win.
Would that be 110?
111, yeah.
111,
You'd profit 110.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy.
But, yeah, I will absolutely have a little bit of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Connor Jones, that him at plus 40,000, like, I don't think he's going to win.
But yeah, even if he's, you could bet at, like, a top 10, or do they have, or top 5, do they have top 5s and top 10s?
Yeah, but they don't have top 10s, they do have top 3s and top 5s.
Okay, yeah, this is like I said, guys, this is on DraftKings.
Now, these aren't, like, those last couple aren't something I'm going to throw, like, a whole bunch of money at, but...
Right, yeah.
You got $5 or $10, you feel like wasting it, but...
Yeah, definitely could pan out. So, now who is the... Obviously, Kyle Busch is the favorite. And then
yeah, he's plus 125.
Plus 125, so at least he's not minus money, but...
Not yet.
Not yet, yeah. What, I think Vegas he was minus money, wasn't he?
I can't remember.
I feel like he was. He might not have been, but yeah. So, anything else stick out to you on the truck race?
Not really, no.
So the game plan is, Like I said, guys, Sterling is going to do the Edge DFS show, and that is on the, I think it's just called the Edge.
The Edge.
On YouTube.
Yeah, the Edge DFS.
The Edge DFS on YouTube. I know we did that show last week. It was a lot of fun. I know I had a lot of fun. I think Sterling had a lot of fun with Tyson. We just kind of shot the shit and talked some DFS strategy, and Tyson was nice enough to ask us to be back on the show this week. And I can't be on the show because I'll be working, but Sterling's gonna man the horse.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Heck yeah. So he'll
then
do that.
Don't leave out the fact that you and I will be live Sunday morning.
And then me and Sterling will be live on Sunday morning on the Dynasty DNA YouTube page. We can
that'll be Dynasty DNA DFS.
DFS YouTube page, yeah. So we're gonna go live Sunday morning, probably around 8-ish or so.
Yeah.
So we'll go live and kind of go over the truck, or not truck race, go over the cup race and do some last minute, you know, talking about qualifying, practice, everything like that.
Yeah.
And
hop in there, ask any questions.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Ask any questions, like who, you know, we'll give you our honest opinion and hope to win you some money. Like I said last week. Last week on the Edge DFS show, I mean, we definitely had some misses, but I think for the most part,
we fucking nailed it.
Yeah,
Toyotas. Yeah. We said Hamlin, Bell, Chastain.
Yep. Yeah, and we said, I mean,
Reddick.
I talked myself into Logano after Tyson's projection thing, and
oh man, that I didn't have any.
Yeah, that was my fault. I honestly, even if you go back and watch the Edge DFS show, I was like, man, I can't see Logano doing that. And I went home and I ended up talking myself into it. I played a little bit of Logano, and
I guess I did get to, I want to say 15% of them, but he was 35% owned.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then, like I said, we didn't play any Kyle. I didn't play any Kyle Busch. Did you play any Kyle Busch?
I think I ended up with 10%.
10%, so not very much. So we hit that because Kyle Busch was just terrible.
Yeah, didn't play any Larson. But
I didn't play any Larson either.
I think really the only thing we missed on would be Todd Gilliland, which if you can sit here and say you thought he was going to go out there and do what he did, you're just a lying sack of shit.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
And then Truex, which you could have made an argument for that one.
Right. Yeah, because Truex does do good at short tracks.
But in reality, that was all strategy.
That was. Yeah.
You can't predict that type of thing.
No. So yeah, that's the game plan. So, yeah, you guys are definitely going to want to tune in to Sterling and Tyson on Saturday night on the Edge DFS show, and then me and Sterling on Sunday morning will be live, so you guys can ask questions, you guys can, you know, ask lineup advice, ask, you know, if you should bet $5 on Denny Hamlin to win the race, or, you know, now there are some driver matchups. I was looking at driver matchups. Nothing really stuck out to me. Did anything stick out to you?
Not really, no, but I want to hit on the fact that being in that YouTube channel, if you can get in there when we're live, that'd be a great time to get in there and ask us about some underdog picks.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of underdog picks, might as well get into it.
Let's do it.
All right, so me and Sterling every week have agreed to pick a driver every week, and we can't use the same driver twice up until the All-Star race, and then it'll reset and we can use the drivers again. But anyway, let's get into it. Sterling is up 5-1 on me.
Woo!
He's tearing it up. I had Chase Briscoe last week. He had Christopher Bell, so he picked the winner. So he got
that should be worth fucking 2 points.
It almost should. It almost should. We should have talked about that before the season started. Been like, you know, whoever, if somebody gets to win, they got to buy pizza for the next podcast or some shit. But let's get into it. Bristol this week. Who do you got, Sterling?
Kyle Larson.
Oh, using your Larson share at Bristol.
Yeah.
I like it. He was fast last year.
Yeah.
I think he's been fast.
Same package that he dominated in Las Vegas.
Yep. That's true. That is true. So I've been kind of picking some underdogs, no pun intended there as far as the sponsor goes, but I mean my picks have been Harrison Burton, Corey LaJoy. I did use Christopher Bell, and you picked Denny Hamlin that week. And then Chase Briscoe. But this week I am gonna pick Denny Hamlin, so I've gotta start winning, so I'm gonna try to get the W this week and pick Denny. So he's ran fast here in the past.
Yeah, he scored 115 fantasy points here last fall. So
yeah, I need a win. So Denny, don't let me down. So as far as DraftKings goes in Bristol, so we will touch on the DraftKings here. Like I said, this is obviously pre-qualifying, pre-practice. You're going to want to check out the Edge DFS show and our live show, but we'll go over a little bit of DraftKings here. Does anything stick out to you in DraftKings?
No, I mean, I guess you got Chase Elliott at 8,300. I think that is just an absolute misprice there. Let me get this pulled up here. I had the truck series up. You got Kyle Larson at 11.5 as the highest priced, and I think he's probably going to be almost a must play.
Yeah,
which I mean I hate using that that phrase there, but we've seen what he did at Las Vegas, and I think he can come out here and do something very similar.
Right, right, especially in a 500 lap race. Same thing with the truck series, but obviously it's twice the number of laps, so you are going to want dominators. If you have a guy out there that leads 150 laps and you don't have him in your lineup,
yeah,
you're going to be behind the eight ball. I mean, you're going to basically want to have a guy leading pretty much every single lap. I mean,
I went back through, wrote down the optimal lineups for all the way back to 2018, and you're going to want a minimum of two dominators. A lot of these are more like 2.5, but last fall we had Denny Hamlin, Kyle Larson, and Christopher Bell all score over 100 points, so you're going to have some high-scoring lineups. Well, I mean, I hope you have some high-scoring lineups.
Yeah, you're going to want to have some high-scoring lineups, yeah. Yeah, and I think we should probably touch on that. So, like, obviously Bristol is a 500-lap race. So you're going to have 500 laps where somebody's going to lead. So you're going to get them laps-led points, and then you're going to have 500 fast-lap points. Well, not 500 fast-lap points, but 500 laps where you get points for the fastest lap. Then you go to a road course where it's only like...
Which we'll be at next week.
Well, which we'll be at next week, and we'll touch on that, but I figured we could touch on that now. We're like, what will it be like, maybe...
67 to like 80?
67 laps or something like that. So
I don't know why I said 67, but...
Yeah, I don't... I think it is something like... Because it's a four-mile track, isn't it?
It's fucking long.
So that's where like the point difference. That's where you don't need the dominators as much because you don't have as many laps to lead, stuff like that.
Damn, I was fucking. If this was Pricer right, I'd be fucking dead on here. 68 laps.
I mean. Wow. Yeah, that was a good guess. But yeah, I mean, so this race and Martinsville. And I'm trying to think of the other 500 lap. I think those are the only two. Richmond, I think, is like 400 laps.
I believe.
So, I mean, these are the races where you want the dominators.
I mean, there's 125 points just for laps led.
Exactly. So you want a majority of those to go into your lineup. Point differential, I mean, yeah, you still want some point differential plays, but you definitely want some dominators.
this is one of them races that, like, most people were 30, 40 laps into stage one, and they're all like, what should I be looking at my lineups right now? Well, you definitely want that guy that's leading right now.
Yeah.
A lot of times you can kind of get away with it sometimes, but you're going to want every lap that is out there, basically.
Like, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So that's definitely a good point to make, is this is a race where you definitely want that. Is there any odds that stick out to you?
I'm looking now, and this is a wild one, but Carson Hocevar at plus 8,000.
Wow. That does seem pretty low. But, I mean, that is a long shot, but absolutely, he has been running good.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say short tracks. The lower tier teams can kind of have a better shot of winning.
I don't know if they're technically a lower tier team anymore. Well, they're either.
Yeah, you are right.
I wouldn't say they're top tier, but
yeah, like a middle-ish tier.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's where, like, you know, Chris Buescher, I think, got a win there last year, the year before.
2022.
And that's where, what's his name? He was running trucks.
Matty D.
Yep. This is where he used to make his bread and butter at Bristol. He finished second. I mean, this is where a good driver in a non-top tier ride can kind of shine. Is that kind of a good way to put it? Yeah. Like, I could completely see a Ryan Preece or a Josh Berry. I'm trying to think of a good driver in a lower, maybe a Noah Gregson. Even though Noah Gregson's been lights out so far, but Stenhouse.
Gregson's plus 65, Stenhouse plus 9. Now, I want to make it clear that obviously these are long odds.
Right.
We're not saying, oh, this guy's going to win. But, like, if you want to throw a couple bucks.
I'd even throw a couple bucks on these guys as, like, a top five. Like, I feel, I mean, you're not going to get super rich on it if it hits. But, I mean, I feel like even top five bets on some of these guys, because, like I said, I mean, I feel like these are, this is the kind of track where these good drivers and lower tier rides can make something happen. Because we've definitely seen it in the past with Buescher and Matty D. Yeah. So that's Bristol in a nutshell.
Pretty much.
I really, like I said before, I love Bristol. I really hope it pans out, because this used to be, back in the day, my favorite track.
Absolutely. I think anyone that knows me knows I'm a diehard dirt guy. But I'm glad to see this back to concrete.
I am too. I'm glad to see it off Easter Sunday too.
Yeah, I think they're still racing Easter Sunday though.
Are they really?
Yeah, I don't know when Easter is.
I don't either. That's crazy.
Dover, maybe?
Maybe.
Let's ask Google when Easter is.
Yeah, that was...
I typed in East Sunday.
But, yeah, I mean, that just used to be... Yeah, I didn't personally like Bristol dirt.
But fuck you.
You didn't? Or you did?
I mean, not really. I just liked it because it was something different.
I get that. I hated that we lost the Bristol race over it, though.
I agree 100% to that.
So, I mean, it would have been cool if they would have done it, but still give us two Bristol concrete tracks.
Yeah.
For some odd reason, like, just award Bristol a third race.
Take one from Phoenix.
Yeah. We'd be 100% on board with that. So, March 31st is Easter.
Richmond. Ooh, night race at Richmond.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not bad. I'll live with that.
Fuck yeah. I'm excited for these next couple weeks. You got Bristol this week, obviously. Then you got Coda. Then you got Richmond. I'm not, like, the biggest Martinsville fan. Not the biggest Texas fan. I mean, Talladega is Talladega. But these next 3 weeks, I'm fucking pumped for.
Before the short track package, before this package changed, Martinsville was a great race.
Yeah.
But this package killed it, just like Phoenix. Although Phoenix has always been dead, but
Richmond's going to be a moneymaker for sure. Short track package.
Yep. So, yeah. So I think that'll do it. I think we pretty much touched on anything. Any other bets or anything stick out to you, Sterling?
No, nothing really sticking out right now. Just make sure you check us out, or I guess check Tyson and I out Saturday night
exactly.
on the Edge DFS. That's on YouTube. Then Moss and I will be going live Sunday morning. That's on Dynasty DNA DFS. That channel is not on YouTube yet, but it is in the process of being created. And from here on out, all of our DFS stuff will be on there.
Heck yeah. So I think it'll be great.
Yeah, I'm excited.
So let's hope, let's all hope Bristol is a good race. I'm glad we have practice this week again.
Yeah.
And
next week we get extra practice again, so.
So that'll be nice. I mean, we'd need it for a 4 mile long track because you can't have a half hour practice when lap times are 4 minutes long or 4 miles.
It's going to be, they get a 2 20-minute sessions, so they're not going to be able to make a whole lot of laps, yeah, but still
be able to see something. But yes, I mean, we get some practice this week, obviously qualifying, so I mean, check out Sterling's write-ups. He does a great job. Check out the Discord, like I said, guys. It's on the Twitter page at @DynastyDNA_, and the link is right in the bio. It's free to join. There's always something happening. There's a ton of big fish in there.
Absolutely. When you say a ton, you mean a ton.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of big names in there as far as fantasy NASCAR and NASCAR DFS. So
yeah, if you hop in there, you're definitely gonna recognize some names.
Yep. And then, like I said, Saturday, Tyson and Sterling, it'll be great. And me and Sterling Sunday morning, so yeah, and then check us out next week. So, but other than that, let's win some money and get some 1099s.
Bristol, baby.
It's Bristol. So, all right, let's go.
Sick.